gray wolves are no longer federally protected in Wisconsin or anywhere else in the continental U.S. Several wildlife biologists in Wisconsin I've talked to over the last few months agree that the species has recovered, at least in the Great Lakes region. According to the Wisconsin DNR's latest wolf count, there's an estimated 1,100 wolves roaming the state. With gray wolves being removed from the federal endangered species list, there are some changes that go into effect immediately. Livestock and pet owners are allowed to take action if there's an immediate threat to their animal by a wolf, says DNR Fish, Parks, and Wildlife Division Administrator Keith Warnke. The change also gives the DNR more leeway to deal with wolves that are killing livestock.
It will free up a lot of the tools that we can use for livestock depredation to help out farmers and livestock owners if wolves are depredating their livestock on their farms. That it reopens the toolbox for us to use lethal control to remove those wolves in problem areas.
Now, the change doesn't mean it's just open season on wolves. As WXPR previously reported, the DNR has scheduled a wolf hunt for the fall as required by state law. Until then, it's illegal to shoot or kill a wolf that isn't threatening people or pets and livestock. A DNR law conservation warden told me the consequences are similar to killing a deer or bear outside of their hunting seasons. Before the wolf hunting season begins, the DNR is busy forming a wolf management plan committee, gathering public input for a new management plan, and setting quotas for the hunt.
We are fully confident that we will be able to manage wolves in a way that respects all of the citizens of Wisconsin and all of our stakeholders. So that's going to be the important goal going forward, is making sure we have that deliberative, interactive process where people can make their voices heard.
WXPR will continue to keep you updated on the Wolf Management Plan as it's created. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.